Our veggie chef, Andrea Mattioni-Willis, is here with us this week with something new. Does it have Worcestershire sauce in it?
It does not.
Oh, what a shame.
But I actually know how to say Worcestershire now without adding an extra syllable.
I saw the email. It was pretty cool. One of our listeners gave you a tip which will forever change the world of Worcestershire in your life.
Yes. She used to live in England, and she gave me a few tips and a little background on the word. And so now I don't think I can say it incorrectly again. So I appreciated that.
And a couple other nice emails that you shared with me this week.
One of the emails we got, a woman was saying that she wanted more dark leafy greens in her diet, which was so perfect because I had already decided to do this spinach salad for this week. So it worked out well.
I love spinach. I love salad. So what do we have?
I do too. Even though it's winter, of course, a lot of us are still craving salads. At least I am. And I made this one on Valentine's Day as a really light start to what was going to be a very heavy meal after that with a really rich dessert. So I made this light salad. This recipe is for 2 servings. Also, it has one really interesting component, balsamic onions. I read and have found to be true that if you soak fresh cut onions in water for a few minutes, that it takes a bit of the pungency out of the onions.
Mm.
Well, I took this a step further and soaked the onions a little longer than that and in balsamic vinegar. And so this makes a nice accent of flavor to the salad without adding any fat. And plus, you can use the vinegar for the dressing after you've soaked the onions. No need to write anything down because this will be on the WVTF Facebook page and on the WVTF website shortly thereafter. So here's how you make balsamic blueberry salad. You're going to need 1/4 cup of Vidalia onion. You're going to slice it very thinly and then cut those pieces into 1/2 to 1 inch pieces, discarding, of course, any core pieces and the outer layer. Then you're going to need 1/4 cup of balsamic vinegar, 2 cups of raw baby spinach, 1/4 cup each of blueberries and alfalfa sprouts, 2 tablespoons of crumbled feta, 1/8 teaspoon of garlic paste, 1/2 teaspoon of agave nectar for a little sweetness, salt and pepper to taste, and then 1/2 teaspoon of sesame seeds. And as you see, we're using kind of small amounts of things because these are 2 small salads. Now, in a shallow bowl with a wide base, soak the onions in the balsamic vinegar for 15 minutes. While the onions are soaking, put the rest of the salad together, you know, dividing evenly between the 2 bowls or plates, the spinach, blueberries, sprouts, cheese, and the sesame seeds. Then after 15 minutes, take the onions from the vinegar and put them on top of the salads. Then take that same vinegar and mix the garlic paste, agave nectar, salt, and pepper in a bowl and mix well with either a whisk or a fork. Now you'll pour that dressing over the salads. If you don't like a lot of dressing on your salad, you can save some of the vinegar mixture for a future salad. Otherwise, you can use all of it and kind of sop up the extra with bread, knowing that this dressing is really low fat with no oil but has a lot of flavor. Now, as I mentioned, this makes 2 petite light salads. However, it is quite easy to multiply for additional servings. To see how the finished product looks, you can visit WVTF.org and find Veggie Chef under the News tab on the homepage. You can also send any questions about this or any other recipes I've shared to WVTFveggie@gmail.com. Thanks, and have a great week.
Well, you too. We'll look forward to next week.
Thank you.